You hear me now? Say we rock it on down. Say we rock it on down. Say we rock it on down.
It's 4 a.m. and you've tuned in to another hot episode of WNBC. That's Wake and Bake Chitek, the only podcast that gets up with you at 4 a.m. So that way in 20 minutes, you can do that thing we don't tell on ourselves for doing in Wisconsin. I'm Red Rocker, and to my left is Lunch Meat.
Out of the mist, there stands a man. Out of the smoke, it's me, Lunch Meat.
And to his left is Trent Trout.
Yo, it's me.
All right, kind of burned through that that intro. Did I forget anything?
I don't think so.
Nope, that pretty much covers it, what we do here.
Isn't it the big Veterans Day episode?
Oh, we could get into talking a little bit about that stuff. Yeah, well, it was. Ooh. not 5 a.m. yet, but we will be getting there. Yeah, so usually on this podcast, we first like to make sure the coast is clear. That's why I like to get right into the old bacon for breakfast segment. It's all right that Mississippi hippo is out there. We just like to know where it is. And today, Lunch Meat, I think you have the honor. I think you had a little run-in. Is that the case?
Yeah, pretty much. I had a couple questions for y'all.
Okay.
So I get off of work and I see like there's like a fight going on, like pretty much right by my car, you know. And I was like, oh, okay, maybe I'll enjoy a nice fight in the parking lot before I get out of there, you know.
Okay, so first off, do we know these guys? No, what's the deal?
At first, I didn't know, so I like went out there just to take a look, you know. And then it turned out it was like this girl I work with, you know.
Okay, one woman.
They're just like some junior high school like chicks, you know.
Okay.
I was like, hey, these are kids, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I see like these, it was like three girls like legitimately like beating up this one girl, and they're like all recording it on their phones, you know,
as they do.
And I like walk over, I was like, get the fuck out of here, you fucking kids. I was like, don't you have a book to be reading? And I like shushed them away, like you kind of scare the raccoons away, you know, with your arms, you know, like, get out of here. Yeah. And then I was like, hey, are you okay? She's like, yeah, I'm okay. I'm like, let me give you some advice. Don't call the cops. It's going to be better for you. You know what I'm saying? And I like, just like peeled away. Needless to say, they called the cops immediately. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And then like my work gave the police my number, right?
Ooh,
so I have to get a new phone like tomorrow, my next day off.
Oh, God.
So. Oh, brother.
You know,
you like, haven't smashed
it
already.
Oh yeah, you're definitely gonna be wanted by the FBI.
Oh my God! How dare you?
So that's why you're calling
such a wanted.
The last payphone on earth. You're doing this at tonight.
Coming in hot.
What are we
from
talking
the
about?
Tooth? You know.
Why don't you just have a Walmart burner if you're that worried about the government tracking you?
I got two of
they
them.
Track those,
you know.
Too.
Yeah, it's like pretty much like
not
earmuffs,
if you keep
like
using
two burners.
Them. You gotta, you know, have like 90 burners. That's, you know,
oh,
just keep
okay.
burning through them. That's why they call them burners, buddy.
That makes sense.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good tips from everyone. So, did the police come track you down?
No, that's the whole thing. It's like, why do they give my number to the police if the police doesn't even want to like give me a call?
So,
you know
what did
saying?
You tell your boss and the powers that be?
Don't do that. No, I didn't tell him anything. I'm just like, we'll never give him my telephone number again.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not gonna make
I'm not gonna
make an issue out of it. I'm just like, never. I'm gonna get a new number and like just not tell them.
Right.
You know,
bury your phone somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm gonna like put my old phone in the back of like their like car.
Right. Exactly. Perfect. All right. So sounds good. So did you check the TikToks to see if you've broken the internet yet?
It is going around, and you don't see me, but I am the stern voice of reason in the back. And some comments was like, yeah, they should be reading a book, you know? So I thought I you really stick it to those kids, you know?
I mean, no, I think that would be a pretty boring video without the interjection from a voice of reason in the back.
I don't know. They, like, pulled this girl out of her car, and then, like, they got real scrappy with it. And then, like, the girl that was getting beat up, like, hit her, like, on, like, in the face with, like, her phone. Kind of like a brass knuckles type of thing.
Ooh, dang.
I mean, these are just, like, some fucking kids, so it's, like, not even worth talking about. But it's like, yeah, no, I was just like, oh, dude.
We're talking about it.
Yeah, we're talking about it. I mean, that's the word around the town.
All right. What about you, Trent? Did you run into him this week at all?
No, I was copless in Seattle. Whatever the fuck it. Yeah, just no cops.
Staring out the window, nothing to do. You know, honestly, I don't think I had any interactions either. I was laying low. I was following the rules. So, yeah, they didn't turn their sniffers toward me.
I can't hear you!
So, all right. Sounds like not a big week. Well, semi-big week for that, I guess I'll say. So, yeah, moving on. We got about, 14 minutes till we do that thing we don't tell on ourselves for doing? So I guess I could get into it a little bit if you want. Do you guys have any, you know, Veterans Day things? Did you celebrate at all? Did you have the day off?
Anything like that? I went to this restaurant, and they had, like, lunch specials for veterans, and you know, you got a free meal or whatever for if you were a veteran,
of course.
But this is what the specials that they were running.
Oh boy.
It was the decorated sirloin with sauteed onions and mushrooms. Is that disrespectful?
I'm not turning that down. It depends on what the meal is, and I would, in that case, I say that's acceptable.
I guess you get a sirloin with onions and mushrooms and some potatoes and some broccoli or something. And the other one was the Honorable Shrimp Apple Cashew Salad. Is that one?
Yeah, that kind was of a disrespectful. Stretch? That was, it's a stretch and it's disrespectful.
You just charge, like, back there with the menu. Are any of you veterans just start choking out random
people? It's like a plate full of stuff nobody wants.
It's an honorable apple cashew shrimp salad.
I mean, maybe I'll pick the shrimps off, but other
than I think that one's like for their wives.
Oh boy, that's even worse.
Are they honorable too? They supported them.
Or, like, I mean, a lady veteran.
That's true. That's right. And I guess maybe the sirloin, honorable, you know, sirloin, because girls can be.
Yeah, why isn't there a mam?
Not just sir, like a mam loin.
Yeah, where's the mam loin? Exactly.
Why have they been making it gender loins? Trent?
Trent?
I'm rolling my eyes. Next question. You both are ridiculous.
I think it's time.
It's a question. Hello, Ramsey. What if we go on? Oh, okay. So maybe I shouldn't be saying this, but I think I got it. We should go on. Yeah. Like,
no, go ahead, say it. Trust me.
We should go on Shark Tank. We should go on Shark Tank. I'm listening. You know, everyone has their own, like, steak lines. This is a non-gender loin. And maybe even loin is maybe too questionable of a word, you know, like
everyone has loins.
Okay, so loin is back in. We're gonna work on it. We're gonna get it.
I think we already got it.
I think
we're gonna, like, have a taste test. Now tell me the gender of what you just consumed.
I just can't tell.
I didn't think so.
Perfect.
All right, cool. My off day is Saturday. Veterans Day was Saturday. They forced me to work Friday. They forced me to work Saturday. But I'm not tripping because I got to wear my veteran's hat and make everyone feel real bad. Hey, look at this hat. Look up here. You're welcome, you know, that kind of thing.
Just stare at him. Say hat. You're welcome.
Now you're welcome. So, yeah, that was you know, there was a lot of that going on. It was payday, so I got myself like a $50 breakfast. I don't go for the free stuff. I just treat myself to something pretty nice.
Pull up the old military ID and get yourself discount?
I was, like, decked head to toe. I'll get to that a little later. But I was at a Veterans Day event, so I had my coat. It fit just fine. Just don't ask me to zip it. Had my hat on.
Nice. Well, it's still fitting it. That's probably most.
I got
that was my question. Yes. Go on.
Still fitting. Nice. Was I the only one at that affair in their old veteran's coat? I was. Was it overkill? Maybe.
Did they ask to see your veteran's card, though?
They did not. They didn't ask anything about it. They offered me all the specials. I just treated myself. This was a treat yourself. There was some salmon, some cream spinach, a little hollandaise.
Ooh. Oh, hollandaise. Was it good hollandaise or was it like kind of
it was
runny?
Very good. No, it was very good.
Nice.
The eggs were runny. That's how I get it then, you know, when I mix that all together. It's very good. Sourdough toast.
Nice. Ooh, it's a good combo.
I got myself like some Irish coffee, even though I was going to work in an hour. And then like they brought around a plate of these like Bloody Marys that I should have got. Mad as hell.
Still regretting
like,
it.
Stuck with my hot. Yeah, exactly. Like, stuck with my
I
should have
went with salad. No soup. No salad.
Right.
Do you ever think about getting like the Remembrance Burger on Veterans Day?
What is that like?
Oh, it's like this is so the same place that I was talking about. They run like Remembrance Burgers, where it's just like pickles, a hamburger, and like white onion, and then you like eat it, and then you remember like what it must have been like in the foxholes when you're dreaming of a hamburger. You know, where you're like, I would give anything for a plain old hamburger from a
Like a dollop of ketchup on that or what?
I mean, I guess that's up to you. I suppose you could. I don't put it. No, you don't put it on. You know, I guess if they want to put it on, they can. But just like you eat it and then you remember. It's kind of like a Ratatouille thing for like, you know, the old veterans.
I thought you were doing the menu. Is that?
No, it's a real thing. Either.
Okay.
No, it's a real thing called the Remembrance Burger.
And where do you get this at? I guess you can get it anywhere, right?
I mean, they sell it around our place, our town, you know? You know?
Yeah. Apparently it's a thing.
It's a thing.
Sounds delicious. I'll just
stick with $45
breakfast instead.
Oof. But then you're not remembering, are you?
No.
I mean, technically speaking.
Back when you were in the trenches, what kind of food did you think about?
I don't know. The food wasn't very good, I admit. I keep trying to think of what I enjoyed. I don't know. I like all food, so like I was like eating their cuisine and being like, "Oh, I'm going to miss this." And like not the other way around. Like, there was a mess hall. I mean, there was, like, burgers. I could have made that exact sandwich any day of the week.
Yeah, but there's got to be something, like, from, like, a Solomon's burger. Like, something like, God damn it, if I could have one of those right now.
I mean,
I guess,
the man. But, I don't know. Maybe, like,
I always thought they should call the mess hall the toilet. Like, how come, like, the bathroom is not called the mess hall?
Yeah, I mean, that is, especially with all those dudes running in there, like, you know, after, like, whatever, you know, like 50 dudes running in there right in the morning after a long run. Yeah, that's got to be a huge mess.
You're not wrong. I mean, what about latrine? Is there any magic to that?
I mean, it's
latrine. I fell in love with a girl named Latrine.
Yeah, it sounds like right. A name for like gum in like the
1930s. Like a sweet forearm tattoo of Latrine.
Latrine,
my girlfriend. All right. Also, not wrong there either. All right. So. We have 13 minutes. Am I doing the math right?
I don't think so. Because last time
I did
said
it backwards.
Like 10 minutes ago was 13 minutes or something.
Not
14.
To tip my hand too much. We have 7 minutes.
All right. That sounds about right. Yeah.
See how I made that mistake. Okay. So I guess I will wind the clock back a little bit. I went to a school. I was invited to, you know, show up for a Veterans Day event. I thought maybe just taking one little puffer wouldn't be a big deal, but it kind of got in my head a little bit. I'm a little, you know, like you need that wake up. You know, when you wake up and you're all out of sleep.
Yeah, the first one. Yeah, it's the first.
And you like let everything settle.
I don't.
So I had one of those, but I kind of immediately got the feature. I got the feeling that the teacher, the feature, if you will, knew everything I was doing. Like I could tell in her eyes that she didn't approve. aforementioned coat. Yeah, I was looking a little dirty. Long scruffy beard and like a hat. And I go in there and everyone's like dressed kind of nice. Oh, and on the way, I almost forgot my phone. So I went back for it. And this guy's like, oh, what'd you forget? And I'm like, my phone. And then he's like, I'm leaving my phone in the car because I'm interrupting. So I was like, fuck it. I'm going to do that too. So I turned around again. I'm a
postmaster, motherfucker.
I mean, you can also go airplane mode, right? Or silence. Just, you know, silence.
It's all
that
true,
bitch.
But I was like, whatever. I already left it. I'm going to go with
this guy's vibe. Yeah, sure.
But they herd us into a gymnasium. It's like 40 minutes until this thing starts. Everybody's on their phones.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to, like, sure. A lot of them are buddying up. They're talking.
Everyone's in their own cliques.
Yeah. Already. I was like, sure. I saw a guy who was, like, trying not to deal with anyone. I sat down across from him. Like,
that would be me, probably.
There was a sweet coffee and donut spread from Dunkin' Donuts provided.
Ooh,
much appreciated there. They put a lot of all the stops. So that was nice. And then, like, these kids start coming out and, like, talking to people. Like, they're, like, looking us up, and they're deciding who to talk to. Nobody talked to me. That was perfect. Thank you, kids, for not doing that.
So was it, like, a speech thing in front of everyone, or it was just,
not at first. So we're in the one gymnasium. We're just sitting there waiting. And then the student council comes in, and they kind of start hurting us. And I end up with, like, the one with, like, I don't want to be like that, but she was, like, developed and had like nothing on her shoulders, nothing on like her back, and like had her, like, I was just like,
these kids,
inappropriate.
It's
can I get
it's inappropriate
I, get another, I really was like, can I get another fifth grader? Like, this girl is not the one I want walking around with me. But they didn't give me one. So then they herd us into this other gymnasium, and you know they have the students are in there, the Boy Scouts are all saluting. The flag is out.
What an honor.
They're waving the flag around.
And
then they proceed to just sing all the right. They sing all the songs you kind of remember singing when you were a kid. A lot of hard G's for the God Bless America, you know, like really emphasized. I think at my kids' last school, they were a little they were always trying to like subvert those expectations by coming up with something new and hip. And I had always appreciated that. But sometimes you got to go back to the classics, right?
What about, was there any of the like people who were like kind of, you know, did you like make any like war stories up? You know, do you think some of these people were exaggerating?
There was like 40 of us, so like there was no real like need to make anything up. Everyone's got enough to like get through this event.
Were you like, I killed 50 men?
Right, you just say it once and then they move on.
You just stare at him with like what do they call that, a 50 yard 100 yard stare, and just kind of disappear just into their eyes. Oh, they see just darkness.
I think it's a 1,000 yards. Thank you.
There
much.
You go, 1,000 yards. Yep, that sounds a lot better.
50 yards.
Well, you know, 50 yards pretty far to stare. I mean, you know,
not really. That's like the first target is 50 yards.
So, what did you tell these young kids, these rascals?
Oh, nothing. They sang to us, they said thank you. They awarded us with like packets of thank you cards. There was aforementioned coffee. God bless America's going around. And then at the end, they lined up in the halls, and like all the veterans had to like march through the halls and like wave at the children. That was the thing. And all the kids had like little flags and were like waving them, and you like walk through the halls kind of blit. Like, just like basically over it at this point, but still slightly blazed.
Sure.
I hate to get all this guy, but I mean, we're at this stage in the world, and it's kind of crazy nowadays. We got multiple wars going on. Things are mildly chaotic. Aren't you afraid that you're kind of like part of the brainwashing for like the youth of like the next?
Yeah, there is a lot
of
that, but
military.
I think it's okay for
that's
one
hard
day
meat,
a year.
Lunch meat. That's hard hitting lunch meat. You know,
hard meat.
Hard meat. That's the hard
like
meat. The
hard
hitting
meat
lunch meat. You know,
I get it.
That's
younger,
you know,
viewers.
But I mean, is that a thing where it's like, you know, you get all these veterans in there and you're like, yeah, they deserve the honor, and we're not saying. They
I actually kind of
you know
found myself asking, is there another group that we should be giving this much praise to? Certainly, like doctors are pretty important, right?
No,
they make enough
like
money.
The worst.
Though. Veterans, you don't
money.
Make it. Veterans
oh,
don't.
I mean, I see, like
money
where you should be honoring the veterans, but you can't really do it without like kind of like brainwashing and like making like you know, your kids like want to be like part of the military.
I support the veterans, and I'm not gonna join the fucking army. You know, like I never,
yeah, but when you're a kid, though, I mean, but this is like when you're a kid in kid school.
Also, yeah, same. You know what's crazy? I almost joined. There's I almost joined the Navy. Yeah, I was that close, but still, I didn't. Because
you know what's wild though is like, you know, they
you probably thought that way because of all like the stuff that you thought about when you were a kid.
You make your own decisions, and like, dude, if everybody gets brainwashed, that just means everybody would just join the army, right? I mean,
I was at a cousin's today, they had a commercial for like Space Force. I mean, Space Force is included in there. Now.
I forgot about Space Force. That's
it's
a real thing. I know.
It's
a real thing.
I can see where it's going to be a real thing.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be really important, honestly.
All right.
I
this
hate
is
to
an
be that
important
guy.
Talk. Mm-hmm. And yes, I agree. But it is actually that point in the show where I like to ask you both what's in your piz. I think today I'll give it to Lunch Meat. What's in your piz, Lunch Meat?
I got some frozen Kit Kat bars.
Ooh, oh, that's a good pick. All right, Trent, we got to hurry. What do you got?
Gas station sushi.
Ooh,
it's quite proper.
What gas station?
A Quick Trip, baby.
Okay, we'll go there. We're going to get into that.
What, BP?
Is that a little bit of a car keef? That's right. Bottom of the barrel. It's car keef night. But anyway, that's just me. Ooh, that's not taking as fast as I thought.
Car Keef be hitting, huh?
Before we get too far, I just want to say, like, you know what we should do? We should just, like, make all the kids watch In the Army Now, right? And that's it. Right?
Stripes is a good one.
That's
too.
The way to go. That's always that's the one my dad showed me.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like my generation. I feel like we kind of grew up on Stripes was always like. I mean, In the Army Now is a good one for sure. That was probably our generation. That's the one with Pauly Shore, right?
That's correct.
That's definitely our generations. Yeah, I suppose from our
David
like,
Allen
childhood.
Green.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, I remember that. Who's the
Dang himself?
Who's the girl? Who's the girl that the main character?
Lori Petty.
Yeah,
she was like a Tank Girl.
She was a hit for like 10 years, and then she just kind of disappeared. Mm-hmm. Like, what happened to her?
Tank Girl, baby.
Yeah, right. Oh yeah, I remember for sure.
She was in Orange Is the New Black.
Sister, you know.
She was in that too.
You know Dottie's sister.
Yeah. Dottie's sister. All right. So you gotta fuck one, marry one, kill one. There's Dottie's sister, or let's say Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, never Rosie O'Donnell. Kill Rosie O'Donnell. You got to go. Sorry.
I don't think so. I think you would marry.
Voice. I can't.
What about
I think
you'd like Rigetti Spaghetti?
It's like nails on
you
a
would
chalkboard
like, no.
to me.
You're gonna wanna fuck like Dottie. You're gonna wanna marry like Dottie's sister. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, backwards.
Sorry.
An option?
Oh, I forgot it. You're gonna wanna marry Rosie O'Donnell. You're gonna wanna marry Rosie O'Donnell because like she's obviously a lesbian, you know what I'm saying? Try like leave you alone all day, and then you're like married to her, and she's still like rich and stuff.
Oh yeah, like right.
She has like a
Stedman.
Bunch, you know. Yeah, right.
Right. Yeah. Right. I mean, that's literally what they got going on. You know, those two don't fuck, but they're like, you know, it's like a Hollywood.
You don't think
he's probably like a couple.
Stedman dips his wick.
Maybe once, what do they call that? The token 10-year anniversary. You know, I've had my token 10 years, so
you know when they don't come through
nights.
On those, that's when you get mad, right?
He has like a platinum diamond encrusted like penis cage that he like gets to wash Wash Oprah. It's called Washing Oprah, where you're like, are you washing her or are you watching her? Both.
You get to choose? If you're washing her, do you not get to watch? You have to wear like a blindfold.
I mean, you're going to want to see, do you like wash her good? You know, you're going to
want to. No, you got to use your. Nope. You gotta choose.
You gotta make a choice, man. There is no in the middle in this one.
I think I'm still washing her.
I mean, yeah, you'd want to wash her with the blindfold, obviously. Okay. Where the folds and the flesh become one.
Oh no.
Mysteries of the universe.
Every finger is welcome and every hand is moist.
Yeah, I think I want my eyes open now. I wanna see where my hands are. What's going on?
All right, let's get some of these smoke mails, huh?
Do you think they still say that? Do you think it's a little gauche at this point?
What, flaps what? And folds?
Oh no, I can't hear you.
Oh, they of course they say that.
Okay. Would you be let down if you didn't hear it once?
I mean,
oh my god, I would just feel like, can you imagine if I like got to go to boot camp right now if I was forced to? Like,
got to go.
Rolled,
hey,
like, it just like my eyes would like roll and just like explode out of my head and shit. You know, like just shit in my pants. You know, I'd be like, what do you think they would do? Would they clean me up? You think they would get me in shape?
I bet you it's probably soft. I bet you they probably soft. It's probably soft now because they got to get people in.
It's like Christian churches.
They all have like rainbow flags outside of them now. 20 years ago, it was like God hates. Well, yeah, I'm not going to say it, but we all know a word. You know, like, so, you know, I mean, they all, it's, I bet you it's probably not as tough as it was when you went in.
Because, like, in my day, there were camera phones. It's probably not. And, like, I might have been the last, like, group of soldiers that could, like, potentially be beaten by drill sergeants.
Right,
you know?
Yeah, no, that's what I
like
mean.
Nowadays,
yeah.
Y'all got them poking out of your pockets and, like, little cameras and shit.
Yeah, dude, like, for sure. Yeah, there's, it's just, like, all these kids.
I don't know,
dude,
man.
That's, like, a whole generation, all these dudes going to prison now. They all have, like, cell phones, and they're all, like, getting famous.
I know, you're pissed.
On, like, well, no, I'm not pissed. It's just, it's weird, because, like.
You're mad because you wanted to have
channel. Dude, they're snitching on themselves. It's dumb. It's not
they
what
are
you
snitching
do.
On themselves.
No,
yeah, that is not
role,
what you do.
The one thing you don't want to do is get more charges. Like, these dudes are just like, oh, look at me, I'm doing all shit, and all they're doing is just the DA is just racking on more charges. Like, it's real cute on TikTok.
Oh, that's why they
give
it
these dudes are catching 20 years on a 2-year sentence, you know, because they're sitting.
I mean, considering
that
phone is in your asshole, like, how big is that asshole?
Yeah,
you know,
well, it was definitely something.
You're like shitting like legitimately like Pop Tarts, you know, like imagine shitting a Pop Tart every morning, you know. That's what it's like.
I mean, I don't know if it's that, but it's definitely, they're definitely coming in. Yeah, I mean, it's probably, well, that's probably more of like, if you're going to smoke weed, you probably realize it definitely came in some dude's butt. Like, that's probably more of her, but I don't know about the phones. That's that's a wide berth. I don't know.
I'll get like one of those like fake testicles where I would put a couple like roaches in there. You know?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
If they have phones, then they could probably look at stuff online. So they're probably like jerking off to straight porn.
Oh, dude. I mean, whatever they want. I mean, if they can stream, dude, they're streaming videos live, like in prison. You know,
can't they tell that someone's getting internet connection and like?
I don't know.
Like, why do they even have the internet though?
All I know is
so the DAs can like, you know, they're having their job done for them.
Yeah, exactly, dude. That's what I thank you.
Shoot, you're catching all these dudes.
And that's what these young kids don't realize is a lot of these phones that are probably getting put in these prisons are probably getting planted there. By most of these, like the sheriff's department,
and they're
like, oh, you know, and it's just like you're snitching on yourself, you dumb motherfucker. It's no different than if you went to the phone back in the day, like back in the day when I was locked up, we had to dial a phone and you had to hope somebody picked that motherfucker up after it. You know, now you could just get a cell phone, apparently, just call somebody direct. Like, that shit's crazy, dude. You know, I don't know. That's insane to me. What is going on, you know, in this world?
What's insane to me is like, I can't get a good internet service in my basement. How are these motherfuckers getting, like, internet, like,
the
in their gels, like, gel fucking cages, you know, like, concrete walls and shit?
Well,
like, get the fuck out
of
here.
These jails are in the middle of nowhere. They're, like, up north, like you are, you know?
It's like, okay, they have the internet for their computer room, you know? Like, why don't they just have, like, a steel computer room where, like, no internet can get past it? You know what I'm saying? Mm. Problem solved.
Oh, no, they want the internet to get past it.
Well, obviously. you know?
That's the only reason. Or otherwise, they just, yeah, you know, wouldn't give them internet, right?
All right, all right. Why don't we move on to the, some of these call us weird snitchers. We probably got some lined up. We got a big show going on. We have a big back meeting.
Call them smoke mail.
Smoke signals, of course.
Smoke signals, is that easier?
No, I just like saying it wrong because I know it gets under your skin. Yeah, boy. God damn it.
It only took me 5 years to figure that out. Now, I don't know if any eagle ears might remember, my daughter has taken the mouse for this computer, so it's all touchscreen, and it's set like 12 years old right now.
And someone's got some of big fingers.
I know, it's really frustrating.
Maybe Santa will get you a new one.
Oh boy. It is a mean one for like $7 on Amazon.
I'm gonna give you like the biggest one, like those clown ones, you know, where it's like really big.
It's like a clown shoe, a gigantic 13-inch clown shoe. Every time you click the button, it goes honka honka, or it squirts water at you. It's just random. There you go. That's the one. That's the one I was looking for. Someone did.
Okay. The only way. Oh, wait, I got it. One last. I did it. I did it. Wait, we got this, baby. Okay. Ooh, a lot of work. All right. So, dialing 414. 9090525. That's Yo Yo Cal. You guys could explain this stuff.
Yeah, but is it spelled with a K or a C?
great question. That's with a K.
Cal with a K.
There right, we go. You. All right, then just cleared it up.
All right. Carry on. Just like Slow Bro. Yo, woke boys. It's your boo, Slow Bro, with another Pokemon Go question. What present and sticker combinations let someone you care about know you like them? Are there any codes you know to get the vibe through? All I've been getting is the same church over and over. How can I get them to spice things up? Thanks, woke boys. Oh, well, thanks, Slow Bro, I guess. That's a pretty good question. Guys, any thoughts? What?
Go on.
Well, go on. I'll start,
How
I
do
guess.
You make two Pokemon hook up in the game? Is that what the question was?
No, no, no. See, okay, so you have friends in the game, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you figure out who someone is. At some point, you all have, like, you know, secret identities at first. But eventually, you start to figure out a few people. And you want to send them a little something to let them know you're thinking about them, right? So you go over to the water reservoir, and you take you take the biggest picture of it. A nice water reservoir sends a signal across. And then I'm thinking maybe like the sticker could be some sort of like, you know, like some sort of Torres or, you know, like something you were just any fire Pokemon will work, I think. You know, just let her know that.
The Pokemon, more like sexy mon. You know what I mean, mon?
Perfect. All right.
Why don't you try like talking to the lady instead of trying to do Pokemon business?
No, no, no. The whole thing is you don't
conversation.
You'll never see most of these people. So like you'll just like, that's always true. Like, you know, it's always from like a distance, and you just be like, you know, I don't know. Distance. I remember one time I broke up with someone who lived pretty far away, and I would send sad Pikachu stickers attached to everything.
Don't they have like a Pokemon Go dating site?
I don't know, but it seems like every dating site turns into Pokemon Go dating sites for me. Ah!
You should like be able to like host your gym at your own house. You should be able to like build like your own gym at your own house, and then you can like go and like date your suitors while you're like battling gyms. You know, where it's like
there's our gym. You know, there's a park at the corner, so there's gyms within reach, and I actually have a trail there too. It's about 0.7 kilometers, so a nice little jaunt.
Are people that play Pokemon like? Do you think they're actually interested in meeting anybody? Because it seems like from Thank you. All right. Well, at least you're honest. Because it seems like from what I've noticed, from most people that play this game, they're just interested in playing the game. They literally almost walk into traffic. I've like seen these people walking around like several, like, a few, not so much at Home Depot, but like Walmart and shit, I'll see the people just walking through the aisles, like almost bumping into shit, playing Pokemon. It's like, yeah, they're definitely super focused on whatever. They got to get those Pokemon, you know? It's definitely.
Do they have a special Veterans Day Pokemon, like a decorated Charizard, like a Sergeant Charizard?
Not for Veterans Day. No, that's like a worldwide game. That's not the sort of thing they do.
It's not Veterans Day all over the world.
No, it's like the Marine's birthday specifically.
What? Who's the Marine? Oh, just when the Marines were born.
Right.
Who is the first who is the, how do they,
who's the first devil dog?
I'm going to get, it's Murphy. It's something Murphy, Audrey Murphy or something like that.
John McClane. He's got to be a real badass, kind of, right? Like John.
He's the most decorated soldier of all time.
He's a,
so, yeah, you know, I don't know. Oh, I was, are we, sorry, I have another one here. We were going through a few. Okay. Hey, this is Mitch. I was thinking about picking up a game called Baldur's Gate 3. You know the game with the computer ding-dongs and the AI hog snouts. Has anyone played this game? Oh, boy. Here I go again.
What's up with this game?
Well, I've only played as one character, and I'm not creepily going through all the selections looking at everyone's hogs, but my guy had three options, all pretty much the same size, but there was a shaved with like a stubble or light pubes or dark pubes.
What do you and do with your ding-dong in the game?
I'm still figuring that out, but every time my guy goes to sleep, he dreams about this like violet covered like elf woman who's like areolas you can see through her dress, and like I don't know where this is going, but it's going, she's doing it on purpose.
This is like a Witcher thing where they have sex on a unicorn full frontal. Did anyone see that?
Did that really happens? Oh, yeah, in the game.
Yeah, in the game.
Oh. They don't do it in the show.
They do it in the show too, of course, because it's like it was like the most famous part in the game, you know, where like, they're both...
people would cry foul if that didn't happen in the show, right?
Right.
Correct. Yes, everyone wanted to see Cavill's Witcher, you know.
Definitely. All right.
So you haven't hooked up with any like tree, or you have a dong, but you can't, like, okay. There's not a spell casting dong move.
Look, he's not out there just like trying to slay, but there is this other lady who he may have kissed at a party.
Oh,
and what, you get to, and then what? You get to see her like suck his donk or something like that?
Where it's going somewhere, but I'm also not there yet. I feel like,
but you couldn't control the girth.
Like, kind of setting you up a little bit.
It's because, the same dong, but like what? Different colors? Oh, shaved.
Well, you could change the colors too. So I guess in that respect, you could go infinite. But, yeah. No, like my guy was like looking pretty good right off the bat. I was like, like you don't have to worry about girth. Like girth was represented well.
Can you get like a cool Call of Duty? And
he's like a dwarf.
Like a diamond skin. So stuff. Like that way every single time you bust, it gets all like diamond, like shiny.
Pearly. Like, you
know, Call of Duty. It's been a while since I played that game.
That's what happens in Call of Duty?
No, those skins, some of those skins, like when you shoot like your gun, like they glow and shit. So that's why it was like it was a reference to the
they jizz.
That's what yes. There you go. Yep, like you got it. Oh, okay. Yeah, you got it. There you go.
Cool. Wow.
What game do you guys play when you have diarrhea?
YouTube.
Call of Duty.
It's pretty good.
Nah.
Remember you said I have a few lined up.
I try, you know what I'm saying. I have like a really good one on the back burner, but I'm waiting for it. You know, that's how the pros do it. You know,
that is how the pros do it. Well done, huh? I'm like on the edge of my seat. I gotta hear this joke.
All right.
Okay. So last week we did cover Frasier, but before we cover Frasier, I need to cover like the Marvels, because it's a lead into Frasier.
The Marvels.
I can't talk about the Marvels without talking about the end of Loki. So it'll be really fast. Loki sucks. Like you don't have if anything, watch the last episode, but really don't bother. Like, it's all bullshit.
So how many seasons do they have of Loki, though? Like,
two, and there's only like six episodes each, actually. Oh. So it's not like a super ton, but like this second season was a huge waste of time. They're just spinning wheels. The Marvels was pretty, like, actually pretty legit. Short, sweet. Miss Marvel's, like, family, like, makes Captain Marvel less dull. So, like,
and you went to go see it in the movie theater?
Oh, yeah, baby.
With a mask or without a mask?
I never mask. I'm sick, too. I'm coughing everywhere.
Got your Hulk gloves on.
Two kids that were sick and, like, two other kids that were sick. And my sister was also sick. And we all went to the movie.
One popcorn, please. And
we touched every door handle. Rubbed our butts on the way out.
It all started when my son got a flu shot and like got everybody in existence sick.
That's exactly what happens.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, yep. Yep. Yep.
All right. But anyways, the movie. So Brie Olsen looking hot as usual. What is she doing?
She's fine. She's flying. They're like switching and like doing mix ups and that's all fine. There's nothing I'm going to say that's really going to spoil it. Hmm. I don't really think it needs to be pondered on except for like at the very end. And I'm just going to go ahead and spoil it right here and now.
Go for it.
But, like, at the very end, like, one of them ends up in, like, another dimension because of something she does. And, like, right there is, like, Beast. But, like, he's, like, blue, and it's, like, completely CGI. He's, like, in a lab coat and his, like, little glasses, like, just staring at her, like, you know, just, like, explaining what's going on with her.
New
he's
Beast got, like, or an old Beast?
Fraser Beast? Is it Fraser?
Oh, yeah. I'm getting there. Hold on now. Don't get to the end there. Okay. So the whole thing is CGI, but like he like looks like from the cartoon with like the wild hair, you know, that used to like shoot off to the sides. Like CG's looking real tight. And then suddenly there was those dulce tones of a Kelsey Grammer like delivering. It was great.
It has to be him. Yeah.
It was. They brought him back. Sure. He's back.
Good.
And like
good for him.
Never looking better as Beast too. I can't believe it. So pretty
That's
good.
That's cool. Mm. Nice. He did a decent job as Beast originally, I thought.
Yeah, he's got
That entire series was kind of okay, but like, you know, there was, you know, hit or miss a few characters.
We're talking
about
like one movie and one cameo, but we're like gravitas.
I heard Miss Flowers. Marvel is it? I heard the movie's like losing money and people are pretty much fed up with all these like superhero bullshit.
But like that's like the perfect timing because Secret Wars is like right around the corner, so they're just gonna smash it anyway. Man, if they do like I don't even like give like internet rumors a first or second thought, but if they like have like Hugh Jackman and Tobey Maguire be the co-leads of like a Secret Wars movie, I'm like in. They're gonna that's what they're gonna do. They're just gonna smash the universe they built and then like build something else. Basically, it's gonna be good. Doctor Doom is gonna pull it all together.
Wolverine and Spider-Man and Inspector
like
Gadget.
They're gonna be old, man. Ooh. It's gonna be good. What if like Matthew Broderick was also there? Like he did.
That'd be great. That'd be great.
It's Secret Wars. You could do it. You could totally.
I just saw like I watched like a YouTube video about like how Matthew Broderick like killed a person, like killed like two elderly people in a car crash because he was just like driving around. You know what I'm saying? Now he's like still
terrible
famous.
Accident. You don't. Just...
Yeah, it was. Did you know it was his day off? He was out cruising around, enjoying himself.
Wow,
those old people
that was good. You deserve that rim shot.
Yeah, nice Sunday drive, and those old people ruined it. Poor son of a bitch.
Ruined my whole life, you sons of bitches.
You ruined the old bastards.
What are you doing in the street? It's all you went off the street. We're like a bunch of Broderick apologists.
All right, so time has come. Let's talk the Frasier.
Oh, yeah,
right,
let's do it.
Talk the Frasier.
That means, hold on.
Do that.
Oh, boy. I figured out something else. I'm even smarter than I thought I was.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling.
Hey, I specifically typed the Boston, and it was clearly a
and maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe, but I got you pegged.
Did it say Seattle?
We don't talk through the Fraser intro.
All over my face. What is a boy to do?
Oh,
Fraser has left the building.
Cowards.
Let him laugh.
All right. So Fraser and Son go after the same lady, and it's June Diane Raphael.
Which crane boy's gonna fuck that MILF?
let's get into it now. I would say she's comfortably within their ages, like each direction.
Equally, it could go either way. It was a perfect casting.
Yep. I bet you she falls for. It's gonna be one of those. She falls for both of them, right? It's gonna be.
She picks.
Well, yeah, of course she'll pick one of them. I mean,
all right, yeah. Trent, you haven't seen it yet. Which one do you think she picks?
Which one do I think
June Diane
she picks?
Raphael. She's got Fraser Crane on the other one hand, and then like the younger Crane on the other.
Yeah,
on the hook.
Yeah, I mean, on one end you got Fraser. He's got the money and the old man rustic looks, right?
Yeah,
and the old man charm, and then you got the young firefighter son, right? The ravishing firefighter. Yep, the hunk
calendar boy.
Right. The trophy husband, if you will. Every size queen's dream.
The cream of Boston.
Ooh, there you go. Something about that pie of. I would say the boy. Yeah, Fraser's kid, the kid.
Well,
oh no, lost out to the old man, did he?
It's not pretty.
It is, you know what? I should think it is Fraser's show. I mean, right. He's gonna always come out on top. Yeah. I mean, what was I thinking?
Right, I think
Mario all right. So, this other girl, you know, she's a perfect match for Fraser. Bringing the sherry, bringing the she used to be an opera singer, she knows the smell of food that he's making.
Okay,
what chick would you pick, Red Rocker? Okay.
All right, so on the one hand, they were confused for a while and going after the same woman who Fraser was set up with, and she approved back. But then you got like this other lady. Do you, if you're the son, do you put on the chef's hat?
Should have put that chef's hat on. I would like
I
to,
think I
need
to see a little more
the
information.
Thinking chef's hat. You know?
I actually don't really like June Diane Raphael, so I was already like kind of happy to get off board on that.
Is that some sort of comedian chick or something?
Yeah, she.
I don't recognize that name.
Oh, she's like married to Paul Scheer, and like they do like.
Paul
Scheer.
Yeah,
I know
Scheer.
Who, is. Yeah, okay. I know who that is.
And like, she's in like. What's that show with like Bridget Fonda and Lily Tomlin? I don't know, like that show.
I thought like people who have like three, like they when they say all their names are like usually like assassins.
Yeah, that could be the case here. She's on like with Jason Mantzoukas and Paul Scheer. They got that podcast out of this game.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, that's her, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, she's doing pretty good then. All right.
She had her like titties hanging out. That was like working all right.
Usually does. Par for the course as far as big titties go.
So if you were a rando girl rocker, all right, choose? Who would you choose? The son or Fraser?
Oh.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I think like Fraser 10 out of 10, unfortunately.
I'm
stabby ways. Yeah. Read me to sleep, Fraser. Yeah.
Rub me with that leathery face.
Clearly, he's like the son isn't doing too poorly. He's just got to hold out for one of these two other babes that like have been like in his life.
What if you could be with like your dream Fraser, but like you had to like wipe him like a baby. That was like the thing. Like every time he went boom boom, you had to like hold his little feeties up in the air and like wipe them. Would you do it?
I don't know. Yeah, sure. For the rest of my life, of course. Why not?
I can't hear you!
I said I'd do it.
I said you could hear me. Stop yelling. Did you ever tell drill sergeant to stop yelling at you? Drill sergeant, stop yelling at me.
No.
Did anybody? I can only imagine.
Yes. No.
I'll make your body feel
they
good,
hold up
mister.
A stress card. I have a stress card.
Oh, man. See, that's what I mean. Like, you can make it in today's boot camp. I mean, just keep holding up that stress card. Hey, you'll get through, no problem.
I have a bullying card.
In my day, they, like, vaguely existed, but you better not ever use it. Like, I never knew of anyone actually using one.
All right, what else we got on these old Kalu smoke mails?
Hey, okay. This is a long one.
Ooh, a mystery.
Not really.
No.
Okay. Hey, this is your old friend Ed Earl. Sorry, I haven't texted in a while. It's hard to get a phone when you're incarcerated for the January 6th incident. I'm getting my chuckles out of the way. Thanks a lot, El Dente Joe. There's been a new recording on Spotify because Trump plays this song at every single one of his rallies events instead of playing the national anthem. And I'm the second highest baritone. You guys should take a listen. Anyways, can you believe... Jellicoe Cat Joe is trying to rename our sacred birds? They're pretty much taking our birds away from us now. If he's woke Joe, then why? If he's woke Joe, then why is he always sleeping? Say goodbye to the Stellar Jay, the Cooper Hawk, and the Wilson Rambler. It's a shame, a real Wilson crying Rambler. Shame. Before I go, one more thing. Can you believe they're putting the Barbie movie on HBO? More like China, Bo. And that bow stands for body odor. You're doing God's work. You guys, keep it up. Not a question in there, but we thanks for writing in. That
really wasn't a question. Yeah, he's just kind of a lot of observations. And some
probably
opinions,
have to do a lot for that phone, you know?
Sounds
has
like
anyone listened to this
J6
choir like song that they have?
You asked us this last time, and we both said no. I believe
we're gonna play it sometime. It is horrible.
Do we want to
play it?
Plays it? I feel like if you want to end up on the FBI's list, like that's like how you do it, right? I mean, I don't know about that. I don't know, right? I mean, they found all those people. That's kind of crazy how they found like all of them. I mean, all the people that got snitched on, that makes sense. But some of these people, they're finding like 4 or 5 years later, and it's like, dude, how did you? You know what I mean? It's got to be through like tracking
Facebook
down
and all that shit. Cell phones,
yeah, but,
all that
right,
crap.
But some of these guys, like, they got masks on. Like, how do they know it's that? Like, it's got to be there's some technology out there, something, man. You know that we don't even know about yet. That they're like. You know, using the fucking fine people. I'm right.
Conspiracy some corner coming back around. Don't you think this is super disrespectful for Trump to be like taking away like the, you know, Star Spangled Banner and then playing his shit? Once you would hear it, you'd be like, wow, this is so like fucked up. But, you know, it's disrespectful, especially on Veterans Day. I do have to say that what about the birds getting renamed, though? You know? Is this something that have you guys heard about this or what?
Not at all. What was he even talking about? I thought he
was
just
there's a lot of there was a little yeah. That was
there's like 80 the Republicans
off the table.
The Republicans are all anties are in a bunch because like they're trying to rename these racist birds. It was like, you know, like the Cooper Hawk. Like Cooper was like a horrible like doctor that did experiments on like let's just say you know, ethnic people. And he got a bird named after him.
What about
you know,
Bradley
now
Cooper?
People...
Do we have to cancel him?
What about the rest of
you
know,
like, what are we talking?
Talk.
What's
like
going
a chain
on?
Of
well, this is what the bird was named after. You know what
it's
I'm
not
saying?
A
there's like
it's a fucking bird. That's okay. That's too no. I don't. Understand
well, what about
what
the bird
here.
Represents?
It's not named.
You know,
it doesn't represent anything. It's
yeah,
like it's not named Hitler.
Chain of high end.
Well, the thing. So that one, like that other bird, that like other sparrow, that was like actually one of the doctors in like the like Nazi like camps that did experiments.
Aren't on so wait
that is
what?
Like a Nazi bird? Yeah,
the word sparrow. Whatever. Specifically?
Well, what was the first bird?
People
it was called
calling
like the,
those birds sparrows before the 1940s.
It was like a new bird that they found, you know. And then now they named it after some Nazi.
This
doctor,
sounds like some fucking woke bullshit to me. I'm not buying it any of this.
I don't know.
No,
he's so woke. Why is he so sleepy? You know,
that was a very decent observation.
What about China? BO.
Oh, did you hear that Trump also said recently? He said, "Oh, I'm beating Obama in the polls."
Yeah, he's losing his mind.
They're both losing it. They're both all this shit. Why are we voting for these people?
I don't know. We keep voting for older and older.
I can't even believe that these are our choices. It is like this is it's like the biggest like it's
and everybody has
nobody's gonna step up.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I feel like even if you're like far left or far right, even those people are like, why is this our choice? Even those people are like, this is, you know, I mean, everybody across America is like, why the fuck are we voting for these two old codgers? Like,
I can't believe Trump's been like indicted for like all this bullshit, and he like just legitimately lost his civil rape charge trial, which he lost.
I
and like he's still
dude,
in the running.
Dude, he's not gonna spend a day in jail. He'll, he'll pay a bunch of money, just like
well,
you.
Well, this
like
one,
all these
no,
rich
but
fucks
the
always
fraud
do.
One,
I'm
maybe.
Telling,
yeah,
he, dude, he might get run out of New York, and he might not be able to do business there anymore. Maybe, you know, which will probably hurt him in the long run more than anything, because he's a money man. You know, like he's one of those guys that values money above anything. Obviously,
he's gonna be dead soon. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, what does he care? Like, my children's inheritance. How dare they call my children to the like?
I don't know. Have you been watching those Smuckers things where they talk about how old people are? That oh, this person's 100 years old. Remember that Good Morning America
oh
shit?
God. Oh my god! Could you imagine that?
He's on that one day. Oh, here I am, 100.
And the sad part is like if he doesn't die,
20 dude. Yeah, like that's
if,
the
yeah.
Sad
it's
part.
Like
that's
if he doesn't
how,
die and if he know. Doesn't win, then we're gonna have to go through this again in 4 years. He's gonna be like running again.
Well, you got
to
figure
that's
these
like
guys
legitimately
the best
20 years of Trump
and all the
oh my
new medicine.
God.
Like, look at Jimmy
he
Carter. All
shit.
The old presidents, they live forever, man. They got the best health care. They got the best medicine. Like, it's just how it works, I guess, right? I mean, they seem to live pretty old, at least the modern
what
ones.
Else? What else? What else we got on this old mail of sorts? Let's get it out of the way. It's getting pretty
there's
late,
another
I imagine.
One?
Yep.
Probably.
One last one. Hey, this is Jess. Did you see the new Good Burger movie? Good Burger 2 is coming out on November 2nd. What do you think it's going to be about?
I think it's going to be on Paramount, too. You might want to everyone get that streaming
whoa.
Service, Paramount Plus.
That
Good Burger 2, you know?
Holy cow. That's amazing.
I saw a little preview for it before
so
the Frasier episode.
You've seen it. Is it a reboot or what are we doing here?
Looks like they're still in the Good Burger. You know, they're working hard. There's more like celebrity cameos.
The classics, though.
They didn't tell you what was really going on. It was more or less they're all
them,
here.
Right? It's not anyone.
Yeah,
else?
It's all them. They're singing the "I'm a dude, you're a dude." Okay. You know,
you gotta hear that one.
Is Sinbad still alive?
I was.
Good
oh
question.
My god!
That's
I was gonna ask
question.
That. I was waiting for my turn to speak so I could ask
question.
If Sinbad was
yeah.
still alive.
Don't know.
I have no idea. Hilarious. But it's important.
We leave it to you, fellow viewers, listeners. Tell us next week. Call in and let
that's
us know.
True.
We refuse to Google it.
414-909-0525.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, we did almost do it. It's 3 minutes till revelry. Do we wait or do we lay low and hide down in our cars and just let
what about this interesting Arby's order you wanted to go through with me? What was that about for those eagle ear listeners?
Done with the meat mountain.
Wow. I don't know. It was interesting. They had like a whole bunch of extras. Oh, wait. Yeah, I think there was like cheese curds or something.
Go on. In the burger or as like a side option
or maybe as a bun
mozzarella sticks.
No, not mozzarella sticks, man. Cheese curds. And there was another side I got like it was wacky. Oh man. Dude, that was like 2 weeks ago. I don't remember no more.
Sauerkraut?
It's gone. Kind of oh.
How come I can good. Remember what you ate and talked about briefly, but you can't remember eating it or, you know, the story
know.
You wanted to tell?
Why? What did I say it was about?
I don't know. You said you had some interesting side options you wanted to go through with me.
I did.
You know?
Man, they were interesting, too. I got some other stuff. Oof, no idea. That'll be my homework assignment for next week.
All right. Do we make it to Revelry? Is it called Revelry?
Revelry.
Revelry.
Yep.
What is Revel?
It's like Revelry. Revelry. Like revel in
revel,
your...
Oh, like you're reveling in it?
I believe, right?
No.
No?
It's we're both wrong. Okay. From the French Revaillé, meaning wake up, is the bugle call that awakens soldiers at dawn. There are different versions of the call for many national armies. This is the traditional tune for the Commonwealth realms.
Jesus. Were you like required to remember that verbatim? like that was pretty impressive. Like, I wouldn't have remembered that even if I was in the army as long as you were. Like that's
what does a veteran smell the worst though?
In the mess
when
hall?
when he's on duty.
Good callback. Uh oh.
Dog is a dog, is a
what?
Black is the darkness
as me. Okay, very good. Good morning, maggots, and always remember to keep your secrets a secret.